the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, Powhana Friday, end of the week, August 24th, 2012. Getting well and truly into the autumnal part of the year. And hopefully a nice relaxing weekend. I don't know, a lot of craziness going on out there. A lot of people want violence and war and all the rest of that stuff. So we'll see what's going on with that. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your phone calls when you call on in. I want to start off the show here talking about this TV commercial. You've probably seen it. It's getting a lot of play. It's from the Toshiba Computer Company, which is one of the companies that's actually still manufacturing a fairly decent product. I mean, there are good companies out there like Canon. I love their equipment. No problem with that. Toshiba has been pretty good. Pan Digital, obviously not quite so much. And the commercial is basically this guy undergoing all these strange medical tests. They're experimenting on him, and they're making his skin turn green, his brow turn into a monobrow, and all the rest of this stuff. And he's going on talking about, you know, I'm okay with, you know, being a volunteer for these human experiments, but I really don't like it when computer companies use their customers as test subjects. And it basically tells me that the computer industry is finally starting to pay attention to all of the misery and upset that they are causing out here in the real world by rushing their products to market before they're really ready to go. And so we wind up being unpaid free beta testers, you know, so that they can save money and maximize their profits. And we don't like it. It takes time and productivity away from us. And I'll give you a good example. The reason I wanted to start with this topic is there was an update to Adobe Air this morning, and it's used by one of the applications that I use to run my website, and the update just completely paralyzed the whole system. And Adobe is saying it's the application saying it's Adobe, and they're saying maybe it's your antivirus. And I spent about an hour working on this thing this morning before I finally decided, you know something, I really don't need that application anymore, so you know, thank you for the offer to sell me an updated version, but no thanks. I'm going to learn to live without it, which I think is a growing trend and may have resulted in this Toshiba commercial. It's simply too much trouble to do with that. Now, I spent about an hour, and on those occasions when I was still working in the film and TV industry, I would bill my time out at $100 an hour, which isn't just my time. It's wear and tear on the hardware and everything. So I figure if they have an installed customer base of, say, let's say 20 million American computer users have this Air on their system, and they're all having this problem, and they're all spending an hour, that's about $20 million in lost productivity to the American people. And I think it's time for a class action lawsuit to overturn this very abusive, fascistic end-user license agreement that the computer software cartel has forced on all of us, saying, you buy what we sell you, we're not going to guarantee it works anything, and if it screws up and destroys your entire life, we're not to blame, it is all on your own head. I think we've had that long enough. It may have been justifiable when computers and software were a fledgling industry, but the industry is never going to mature and produce quality products until they have a financial incentive to do so. So I think it's time for a class action lawsuit against all these companies that make our lives so miserable. Now, another little cool story. Yesterday we were talking about somebody had put up on eBay the magic vagina death venom bottle, in which is presumably this chemical that women who are raped automatically naturally secrete so that they don't become pregnant, as Aiken was out there talking about. And eBay took it down. I was the high bidder. I was going to get the thing and wave it around here on the webcam. And eBay said, we're sorry, this doesn't meet our terms of agreement and everything. Like, eBay thinks we're all too stupid to understand that this was a joke. Or maybe somebody from the GOP called eBay and said, really, we would like that to come down ahead of the convention because it is proving to be a huge embarrassment. So we're going to take a break for commercials here. We'll be back with more news, probably a little more serious than this, after these words from our sponsors.
How can I stop? stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Erica, welcome back to the show here, and just wrapping up on the magic vagina death venom bottle, we're trying to get a representative of the people who created that to come on the show and talk about eBay's obvious overreaction, because there really was no justification. They were selling a joke prop item. We knew it wasn't real. We're smart enough to understand its satire and humor. So I'm sort of leaning toward the idea somebody from the Republican Party called eBay and said, "You got to get it away from me. Can't have it up there." Okay. I'm trading messages with Crystal in the control room here. A little private banter. One more program note before we continue. Next Tuesday, a reminder, Les Visible is going to be joining us during our first hour. We're having to adjust to time zone differences on the other side of the world, but he's going to be joining us to talk about his writings and how he sees the world from over there. Now, on to more serious news. Obviously, you've heard the news by now. There was a mass shooting in New York, right near the Empire State Building. 11 people shot, 2 dead, one of them being the shooter and the other one being his intended target, and the rest were all hit, supposedly in the melee of police gunfire that followed. And the story we're getting, it's not an act of terror, it's not a crazed, you know, somebody who hates the Batman movies or anything like that. It turned out to be a disgruntled former employer, a designer who had been fired a year ago. And he's lost everything, and he decided to go up to his boss and express his displeasure. And no doubt the gun grabbers are going to be screaming, we've got to ban all guns because we've got to protect the lives of CEOs and bankers and everything else during these hard times. That may be especially urgent right now because it is expected that as September dawns, we are going to see another wave of massive layoffs on Wall Street. The money is going in there. It's pouring in there. They're talking about more quantitative easing, and all the lower-level clerks who, you know, used to deal with those icky-poo customers that are being let go again. But there's a bright spot on this. I have absolutely no doubt that all of these people about to be laid off from Wall Street can find a big future in private security guards, because after this morning's shooting, every CEO in America is thinking about all those angry people whose jobs he or she sent to other countries over the last few years. So it's going to get a little bit intense out there. Now, an interesting story, and I'm doing this at the top of the talking points, and we'll go into more of this a little bit later on, but I felt this was important enough to prioritize at the top. Barack Obama has asked the Eurozone to keep Greece in the Eurozone, to keep Greece using the euro, to prop it up somehow, anyhow they can, until after Election Day in this country. Now, what this tells us is Barack Obama is making all of his policy decisions in terms of his own reelection. He's not thinking about fixing the economies. He's not thinking about what's actually best for Greece. He's not even thinking what's best for the United States of America. He is doing exactly what George Bush did in 2008. He's trying to keep everything looking like it's okay until November 4th. I don't think he can do it. The fact that he's actually had to go public and tell the Eurozone, look, keep it together somehow, scotch tape, bailing wire, duct tape, whatever. And, of course, we all know what this is ultimately going to mean. Barack Obama will start sending more of your money to Europe to keep it all glued together. So it looks like the economy is still ticking along until after the election. Then it's all going to implode. Now, we documented over this last year these numerous stories about mysterious bundles of U.S. gold bearer bonds showing up in all of these European countries, under circumstances that allowed these European countries to simply grab the bonds and put it in their treasury without a corresponding debt obligation. Actually, the debt obligation is still on the United States taxpayer for all of that. Something like $15 trillion in Britain alone. And Britain's parliament was trying to ask, where did all this stuff come from? And they were told, shh, don't say anything. Just, you know, take it, prop up your government, blah, 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 blah. So Obama is out there basically trying to tell the Eurozone what to do with their own country based on his own desire for re-election. And that is something we should not tolerate at all, for politicians to be making their decisions on the basis of their next election. And for that very reason, on our little list of how we're going to set up the new country that we're going to build after this one is finished thrashing around and dying, is all elected officials get one single term only. And for the national legislature and for the chief executive, if we still have those, that one term is the end of their public career. They're not allowed to sit there and say, I'm going to run for president next. And we certainly have to change the way the political parties, and by the way, we shouldn't limit ourselves to two, it just makes it cheaper for the corporations to bribe all the candidates. We have to enshrine in law that the leadership of political parties must listen to their own voters and not play the games that we're seeing the Republicans do right now. Now, the reality is, for all of Obama's, you know, begging and pleading, please make it look good for the next few months here, Greece is bankrupt. We're already talking about having to sell off some of those lovely Greek islands to private developers. They're going to go in there and tell all the people who've lived there their entire lives, get out of here, we got to bulldoze the place and put up a new casino, a new resort for the ultra-rich. Get out of here. But Greece is bankrupt. And all this talk about more loans and more time, they have, I mean, austerity has reached such ridiculous dimensions in Greece. People who are trying to keep the place running have been working without pay for months. People in the Greek hospitals are still trying to heal the sick. They've run out of medications. They've run out of supplies. They themselves have not been paid for months. They're still trying to do what's right by the community. And all we hear from our political leadership is, we must pay the bankers. We must pay the bankers. Remember, by law, the corporation's first responsibility is to enrich their stockholders and their owners, which is actually true. But that legal obligation was put forward and enshrined at a time when the government served to protect the interests of the people and would sue corporations engaged in wrongdoing, which would reduce what they were paying back to their owners and stockholders. And so there was a vested interest in the corporate leadership to do things right, to put out safe quality products, to avoid these lawsuits by regulatory agencies, because that would prevent them from their first legal obligation to enrich their owners and stockholders. But as soon as the government turns around and sides with the corporations and does this nudge, nudge, wink, wink, we're not going to sue you no matter what you do, of course we see the abuses. Deepwater Horizon, Solyndra, ethanol, all of this stuff going on, and the pharmaceutical stuff. Now, over in Great Britain, there's a bit of a scandal brewing because apparently senior Whitehall officials from 10 different government departments and agencies, including regulation of the petroleum industry, have been the guests of the Shell Corporation at these quote-unquote training courses laid on by Shell over 2 days at its London headquarters. They get, you know, brought in, put up at a hotel, big, huge party. Took a Freedom of Information request to get this information out there, and it's being called a schmooze-a-thon. It's little more than lobbying these government officials by the oil companies. And it's completely unregulated. Another indication of how the rich get richer, there was this Russian oligarch who got a £2.5 billion from the loan from the Royal Bank of Scotland to save his struggling business. And the Royal Bank of Scotland just wrote it off, said, ah, you're a cool guy. We're going to let you keep the money. In other words, it was a clandestine covert bailout. And this gets done an awful lot, how payoffs are done. We've seen it here in the United States of America, even within our own Congress, where members of Congress will get these severely discounted loans compared to what you and I pay. And then it's just somehow the demand for repayment vanishes. And it's basically, it's a bribe. But the congressman says, oh, no, I borrowed that money. This is a legitimate loan, and I am paying it back. I'm sending them $2 a month to stay current on my payments. Meanwhile, over at AIG, we got a caller on the line with a very important comment. Jim, South Carolina. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Well, what's on my mind is when the Republic gets done thrashing about, we redefine the corporation and give it a limited lifetime and take away the personage of a corporation. What do you think of that little idea?
I think you're very much on the right track. This idea that corporations are persons deserving of civil liberties. I mean, that nonsense started right after they passed the 14th Amendment. And it's been carried to ridiculous extremes with Citizens United. Now, I think corporations should be allowed to live forever as long as what they're doing benefits society as a whole. But I think corporations must also, if they want all these benefits of being a person, they need to also have the responsibility. See, right now, corporations have a favored status. They have all these rights to freedom of speech, and they have all this other stuff, but they have no responsibility. And what we need is a means for the government, over and above simply throwing corporate executives in jail for wrongdoing, which our present government isn't even doing that. We need to have a means to simply sentence a corporation to death for egregious affronts against the general population. And I understand the idea of a corporation wanting to return the maximum amount of profit to its owners. And that makes perfect sense for the corporation to exist. But there has to be an enforced sense of responsibility to the general population, to the society, to the environment. And when this corporate personage was created, the government enforced that. The government would go in and they would enforce the law against corporations just as they did against individuals. That is now gone. We have a class society. Corporations are immune from prosecution. Corporate executives are immune from prosecution. You and I can go to jail for robbing a 7-Eleven. But when Bernie Madoff did go to jail. But look at all the mortgage-backed security fraud. Nobody went to jail. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting an echo come from the control. Ah, there it goes. All right. I think there's an open phone line someplace that's echoing back to us. All right, anyway, that was a very appropriate piece of bump music because to continue the discussion we were having with Jim in South Carolina, I want to clarify my position. I'm not anti-business. I think the road to peace is always going to be through commerce. We make something you want to buy, you make something I want to buy, and that's how it's all going to work out. But if corporations wish to be persons and have the rights of persons, they must also have the responsibilities. Ordinary American citizens, carbon-based life forms, when we are operating within society, we have rights, or at least we used to. And together with those rights, we have responsibilities to obey the laws, to not harm our fellow citizens, to not harm the fellow persons. We are expected to conform to certain expectations of social behavior, the social contract that holds society together despite individual ambitions to go out and do really stupid things. And corporations should be exactly the same. If a corporation wants to be a person, then they have not only the rights of personhood, they should have the responsibilities. And that is really where the federal government broke down. Okay. And, yeah, I'm aware that Bernie Madoff did go to jail. I picked a bad example there, but he went to jail. Remember, they were screaming, oh, he cheated his fellow Jewish people, and they locked him up. But again, going back to the mortgage-backed security fraud and LIBOR and all of this other stuff, have you seen any of these guys get handcuffed, arrested, walked away, have their day in court? It's not happening. Now, the corporate laws of the United States of America say that corporate executives cannot be held personally liable for the failures of their corporations. In other words, if you're running International Lint, Inc., and it goes out of business, the creditors for that corporation cannot come after your own personal wealth to attach it. That's what corporate protection is. But if you, as the CEO, are committing a criminal act, corporate laws aren't supposed to protect you. You're supposed to get arrested and thrown in prison, like Keating did for the Lincoln Savings and Loan disaster. He went to prison, and, well, he should have. But these days, again, starting in 2008, the federal government set a policy. They were not going to investigate the fraud. They were not going to prosecute the fraud. They wanted to preserve the illusion that the American financial system was still in good shape, that it was trustworthy, that it was creditable, that you could go on putting your money in there. And, you know, like the unemployment numbers, it was just a complete illusion. Now, getting back to this other story I was starting with, remember AIG, which was selling all these credit default swaps on the mortgage-backed security bundles, and when it all imploded, because derivatives are not regulated, they didn't have cash reserves set aside to pay the claims, like regular regulated insurance companies do. And AIG basically imploded and had to be bailed out at taxpayer expense. Well, apparently, if you're working at AIG, even though you're basically being propped up by the American taxpayer, it's a good life. Free Snapple, free Starbucks coffee, free sodas, Tylenol, Advil, company parties at swanky restaurants, free buffet meals, open bars. Free breakfast and lunch trays delivered to your desk if you're working at your desk. Boy, what a wonderful life it is being in a Wall Street firm that has gone bust and had to be propped up by the American taxpayer. Life isn't that good for the American taxpayers. Our government is rewarding failure. Successful businesses are being taxed out of existence, and these giant Wall Street corporations that screwed everything up, they're living lives of privilege and luxury and comfort. If you incentivize failure like that, you're going to get more failure. And if you punish success, you're going to get less success. Even the British media is coming around to admit that all of the bank stimulus plan has done is to line the pockets of the rich, robbing the poor to give to the rich. That's all it's done. It has not improved the economy. It's made the economy worse. It's just made the bankers rich. And now Britain is going on another round of money creation and money printing. Another $70 billion in newly created money. It's being poured all over the rich, and what does it do? It makes the money already held by the poor worth that much less. This money is just not created out of thin air, because the worth of the individual note depends on how many of them there are. And the more that are created by the Bank of England or the Federal Reserve or the International Monetary Fund or whoever, it destroys the worth of the money that working and middle-class people already worked for. They traded their labor for so much in purchasing power, and now the bankers are taking that purchasing power back. It's really what it comes down to. Spain is now in serious trouble. Forget about Greece. Well, we can't forget about Greece, but Spain is now in trouble. They're starting talks saying without a bailout, we'll collapse. They can't make it work as long as it's all based on private central banking, loaning the public currency at interest. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Okay. You seem to be having some technical glitches. I'll bet you updated your Adobe Air this morning over there in the control room. Okay, I mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. The Greek prime minister is saying that in order to stave off bankruptcy, they're going to sell or lease off the Greek islands, which, by the way, it's actually a big part of the country. So they have 6,000 islands, most of which are... most of are inhabited, but there are some uninhabited islands, and they're thinking about, oh, we'll just auction those things off. Privatize it. Let the corporations come in and be their own countries, which, of course, can be a problem. All right, another report is talking about banking links to the production of cluster bombs. Leading banks have funded arms manufacturers whose products include cluster bombs to the tune of $5 billion in the past 2 years, despite an international accord to ban such weapons. In other words, the nations of the world agreed cluster bombs are bad, they're inhumane, and we're going to ban them. And yet banks are continuing to fund manufacturers who make these things. Why is this? Well, because bankers love war. We've said it many, many times. Bankers love war. They don't even care which side wins. And so they'll fund arms manufacturers. They'll stir up trouble. They'll fund the rising political candidate they think will give them the war, whether it's Adolf Hitler, funded by Brown Brothers Harriman in New York, or Mitt Romney today. And we'll get a good war going, and both sides will go into debt to fight it, and then both sides will go deeper into debt to rebuild after it's all over, and the bankers will reign supreme because they will control that debt. When they control that debt, they control everything. And thinking back to that wonderful scene from the movie The International, we posted a video excerpt from it, and here's a little bit of a sound clip from that.
The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
This is actually a very good movie, and I enjoy watching it, and I have it in my private DVD collection. I don't have a Blu-ray collection anymore for reasons I've mentioned previously. obviously, when it came out, did not get favorably treated by the corporate media, and sort of came and went very, very quickly. But it makes a very valid point. War is good for the bankers. Not good for you, not good for me, not good for the enemy, not good for the landscaping, but really good for the bankers. That's how they keep their control. Every time it looks like the world might start to break free of rule by compound interest, they'll kick up another war. Germany just paid off their bank debts from World War I 3 years ago. Of course it's time to start a new war. Get them back on that hook, wriggling and writhing like an earthworm just before you plunk it into the river and catch a fish. I think it was Engvall, the comedian, was asking, how do fish know that worms taste good? Kind of an interesting thought there. And getting back to this war and banking link, apparently the senior ATF agent who was in charge of the Fast and Furious gun-running program was working for J.P. Morgan at the same time. Just a little food for thought on that one. And I think back to that clip that we had from the original Miami Vice TV series where they go to Wall Street and they meet this banker. And the banker says, you're not going to be allowed to touch this drug smuggler, this drug lord, because we loaned his government a lot of money. And if you stop the flow of drugs into the United States of America, we'll default on the loan, and that will not be allowed to happen. And we see that time and time again. It has come real world. Michael Mann was trying to warn us all the way back then. And now, of course, we have HSBC. They're laundering drug money. The Vatican Bank has been laundering money. One of their bankers wound up dangling under the Blackfriars Bridge in London. It's thought that the reason Pope John Paul I was assassinated so quickly is he wanted to audit the Vatican Bank and say, what the heck are you doing over there? So even the Pope isn't safe. When you go up against the bankers, you know, you risk your life. That's what happened with Andrew Jackson when he shut down the Second Bank of the United States. Did happen to Abraham Lincoln when he said he was going to keep his greenbacks in circulation. Happened to John F. Kennedy when he put his United States note into circulation. Happened to Muammar Gaddafi when he started talking about a golden R in a state control bank. And now the U.S. is making stink face at Russia because Russia wants to bring their central bank under firm government control to run it for the benefit of the nation, not just for the bankers. Anyway, getting back over to the European Union and the euro, the ECB, their version of the Federal Reserve, is saying they're going to wait for Germany's high court ruling about whether more money taken from the German taxpayer to give to the bankers on behalf of Greece and Spain and Italy and the rest of it is actually constitutional or not. And if the high court says this is a violation of the Constitution, then all kinds of very unhappy things are going to start happening. And I expect that if the court rules that way, and I can imagine all kinds of pressures being brought to bear on them right now, including blackmail, death threats, and so forth, I'm going to make a prediction here that Barack Obama, in the spirit of international relations, will commit more of your tax money over to Europe to try and keep things going. As he's already himself said, he's only interested in keeping it going until after November. That's all he cares about. After November, let it all fall apart. Because then he's got 4 years to be the president during a severe economic crisis and the war years. Now, the German people, and more than a few German bankers, are starting to get a little bit nervous about their gold reserves. Because apparently a large chunk of Germany's gold bullion is currently held, in theory, at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. And what the deal is, you and I are expected to carry out our commerce with these paper notes borrowed at interest from the private central bank. But the banks themselves and governments still settle their accounts in gold bullion. And so in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, there is this underground gold depository. They even used it as a, well, they didn't go into the depository. They built a set to represent it for the second of the Die Hard movies. Die Hard with a Vengeance was all about the gold down in the bottom of the Federal Reserve. And there are these individual rooms with the name of a bank or a country, and inside the room is the gold bullion. And when accounts are settled, they simply move the bullion from one room to the other. Well, Germany is very, very nervous because they haven't actually verified that the gold bullion they're supposed to have in their room is actually in the room. And we know that somebody somewhere has been dumping gold on the market in huge volume to keep gold prices depressed. And so more and more people in Germany are asking, can Germany trust the Federal Reserve or the international bankers? And are you kidding? After the mortgage-backed security fraud foreclosure gate Bernie made off LIBOR, is this a trick question? Of course you can't trust the bankers. And so there's a big debate going on in Germany about having a full audit. Because a lot of people, because they're, the Federal Reserve has been resisting an audit and just going on with this, trust us, here's a paper certificate saying your gold is still there. Nobody wants to trust paper certificates when it comes to gold. And so more and more people are starting to wonder, especially after that tungsten gold bar scandal showed up in China and Europe, these gold bars with the hallmarks of Fort Knox on them, and they had tungsten cores. And so a lot of people are starting to wonder if the Federal Reserve has misappropriated some of the foreign gold bullion in their care in order to cover shortfalls in the metals market, or in order to sell onto the market to depress gold prices to keep people from deserting the stock market and their bank accounts. It's all manipulation. This thing is like this Gordian knot of overlapping frauds and scandals and deceptions and lies and dirty dealing. And when that first big string snaps, it's just going to explode. There's going to be string and glue and balsa wood all over the place. Now, a warning sign that we're beginning to see here, U.S. capital goods orders have gone into a major decline. Now, when we see capital goods, we're talking about the things that are bought to make other things, machinery, communication gear, the infrastructure that a large modern factory must have in order to crank out a product. And the rate that such orders were being placed dropped last month in July by the most in 8 months, which says manufacturing in the United States of America is continuing to slow down. Now, this is a very odd time of year for that to be happening, because this is when the manufacturers are filling the orders for all of the goodies that are going to be in the shopping malls for the holiday shopping season. I'm starting to call it the holiday seasick, but it's the holiday season. But that's all imported stuff now. And yeah, we're already seeing it in the stores. The early stuff, you know, buy now and be ready for it, and it's all from other countries. And you cannot run a nation being a total importer of goods and having nothing to export. Sooner or later, it leads to really stupid things like war. And apparently because of the stink that was raised in the alternative media over robo-signing scandals that are now being seen in the collection of student loans, credit card debt, it's gone way beyond foreclosures. It's now become standard business practice. And finally, this being an election year, the federal government says that they are going to start aggressively pursuing investigations, which will probably end on November 5th, I might add. It's all for show for the voters. Even the chairman of the CME thinks John Corzine is guilty of stealing customer funds. Have you seen him arrested yet? Seen him in handcuffs? You know, when they had Corzine testifying before Congress, they actually put the honorable on his nameplate, like he was a senator or something. He's waving around his presidential cufflinks and all the rest of that stuff. Probably when they finally do arrest him, they'll have solid gold handcuffs for here, John. You don't have to wear steel. Here's gold handcuffs just for you, befitting your status in our society. All right, I want to talk a little bit about politics in the election that is coming up here. And I was noticing earlier today the weather forecast on the corporate media. Remember yesterday they were saying, yes, the Republican convention can happen. The hurricane is moving to the west here. Huzzah, huzzah. And no mention of the fact that the newly created track was aiming this hurricane right at New Orleans, which has never even fully recovered from Katrina. Those levees have never been built back up. Remember, the reason the flooding got out of control in New Orleans in Hurricane Katrina was money for maintenance and repair of the levees had been diverted to the war in Iraq. And some of the levees had been halfway through refurbishment and were left in an unfinished state, which is why when the water hit them, they collapsed. That problem has not been done. And we have that huge sinkhole and salt dome thing in the bayou that is starting to turn into a major, major headache for everybody, and the hurricane's headed for that. But all of that is okay. Those people up in New Orleans and Louisiana and the bayou, they're just bayou people. They don't count. At least the GOP convention will be safe, and we can go on to anoint Mitt the First as the next king of America. Well, the reality is out here, I study a lot of hurricane tracks because I live in Hawaii, and Hawaii has had some severe storms come through. And I noticed long ago that for all the talk about computers and weather forecasting, that if you actually look day to day at those hurricane tracks, you go about 24 hours out, that's reasonably accurate. But the rest of it sticking out there for the next 5 days, over time, it's whipping around like a snake on speed. It just goes crazy. If you animate it, it's just flagellating all over the place. And now today they're admitting that once Isaac is past Cuba, they really don't have a good idea of where it's going. The reality is that weather forecasting is still not accurate for more than 24 hours ahead. All this week ahead forecast and stuff, it's all window dressing. Justify all the computer power that was devoted to the research. Remember, chaos theory came out of the failure of monster computers like Iliac 4 to accurately forecast the weather. And if they don't know what the weather is going to be doing a week from now, then they don't know what the Earth's temperature is going to be 100 years from now. Anyway, getting back to the election here, and again, we live in an age of lies, deception, and fraud. 70% of Obama's Twitter followers are fake accounts. They're fakes. They're just generated by that software that the government bought to create phony IDs online to try and overwhelm social media by saying, yes, the country is doing fine. Well, apparently they used it to run up Obama's Twitter follower numbers because that's yet another measuring stick. I'm more popular than Mitt Romney. I have more Twitter followers than him. And, you know, Newt Gingrich got caught faking his Twitter followers. Now Obama's been caught faking his Twitter followers. It's amazing. Now, Mike Huckabee is out there saying that any Republicans who denounce Todd Akin are not rational. See this old Soviet Union thing coming in here? You're crazy if you question the leaders. Now, remember, Todd Akin is the one who came out and said that if a woman gets raped, her body naturally will prevent itself from getting pregnant, so therefore we don't need to have an exception in the abortion law in the case of rape. That's what he said. And then Mike Huckabee, raised on a busted flush, by coming out and saying, really, we ought to let pregnancies caused by rape continue because that might turn out to be a valuable human being. This from the same political party that is perfectly willing to see, you know, millions of young Americans go to their deaths in these wars on Israel's enemies. Who knows what those young people might have accomplished had they been allowed to live and not blown into bloody bits. So it's kind of this weird, bizarre double standard. Well, apparently they've realized they can't actually win this debate on its merits. And so now they're back to that old Soviet Union thing. If you don't agree with us, you're crazy. We'll put you away into the loony hatch. By the way, that ex-Marine Raub has been released. The judge ordered it yesterday. He's released today. I imagine they're lining up the interviews. Going to be interesting. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and I'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn, and made her long regret the day she was ever born.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm still getting a feedback from the control room, but it tends to go away momentarily. All right, we're back to normal. Gremlins. We have gremlins in our mixing board. All right, I want to get back to the situation here. GOP establishment fears Ron Paul upset at the convention. They're still going back and forth over the plurality of delegates and how many states back and forth. We're finding out now, yesterday's attempt to change the rule from a five-state plurality to a 10-state failed by just one vote. And in the end, in the larger picture, it doesn't really matter because all the Republican voters in the United States of America are watching, have been watching for months, as the Republican Party leadership has flipped them the bird and said, we don't care what you want. We have been told by Wall Street and Israel that Mitt Romney will be the candidate. And thus it shall be so. And the GOP establishment is still concerned that there might be a problem or an upset at the convention in view of the TV cameras. And the reason for that is really very simple. A lot of people are asking if Mitt Romney is the only one who's going to be on the ballot, and especially with a hurricane coming in, why are you even bothering with all of this? You know, send the police and the strippers home and just say Romney's the candidate and move forward from there. Well, it's a theater opportunity. The convention is a giant infomercial to sell the candidate to all of America. They've been selling the candidates to the Republicans. Now they want to sell to all America. And they're also selling an illusion because the GOP leadership's main agenda in Tampa is to put out the illusion that Mitt Romney has 100% support among Republicans. And that, of course, is an outright lie. We can document at least 20-25% of the delegates who will be on the floor do not support Mitt Romney or his agenda. Because Newt Gingrich has delegates at Tampa, all of the GOP primary candidates, they won delegates. Those delegates are on the floor. But the only one with enough delegates to actually get on the ballot with Mitt Romney is Ron Paul. And that's why the GOP leadership has been fighting tooth and nail to keep him off. They're not worried that Ron Paul could actually win a floor vote. They're worried that if he's simply on the ballot, it will send a message to America that Mitt Romney does not enjoy the support of his entire party. And he doesn't. And that's what this is all about. And I think they've been going to Ron Paul's people and saying, look, you're not going to win. We're not going to let you win. You know, please go away and let us try and create a sense of unity, or at least the illusion of unity within the Republican Party. And it is an illusion, and we know it's an illusion. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you again?